Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by none other than Brother Ben Griffin. His words of encouragement are entitled, Don't Allow Your Boat to Drift, and comes from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. I strongly ask you all to stop whatever it is you are doing, to find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, Brother Griffin will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Thank you, Sister Danielle, and all those who call the Grace Nurture family and the Grace Free Church of Christ, and certainly Almighty God, we want to be thankful for all that you have done, what you are doing, all that you should do. I just want to remind each of us that we are in a very tragic time in our country's history. Certainly, there's a lot of things that are out there that can captivate your attention and distract you from what's really important. But we want to realize that God is still on the throne. He's still in command. He's still in charge. We've got to realize how to perform in times like these in spite of what's going on around us. I know the media is confusing people, and talking heads are doing a greater job than the media is. And we want to encourage all of you, in spite of what's going on all around us, whether in D.C., downtown, around town, let us stay focused. In this Hebrew passage, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 through 3, the Bible says, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bare them witness with both signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. The subject that is at hand regarding this passage is the great salvation. It is indicated that it can be neglected. And what if this great salvation is being neglected, or has been neglected? Then there's no possibility for us to be saved. In this passage, we also learn that it's shown that Christianity is realized as a faith of action. Even though it is a faith of freedom, it is not about inaction. In Bible times, the penalty for neglect or apathy carried serious consequences. When a person pays attention, they minimize becoming unfocused, and very rarely do they miss out on that which is important. When we look at this word, how shall we escape? And also it goes right back that we should let anything slip or drift. We've learned a lot of great principles through our walk with Christ. Now, why should we, because of coronavirus and all those things that come as a result of coronavirus, cause us to forget about the basic fundamentals of the faith by being faithful, being courageous, being determined to give you all to the Lord, even in times that are tough? If we go back to the first century, the church was under persecution, I mean physical, life-threatening persecution, but they stayed the course. Yes, I imagine there have been those who fell by the wayside, took flight out of fear, but the church is still here. That means a significant amount of Christians, in spite of their hard time, they stayed the course. They did not come distracted. They did not drift away. They stayed the course. When we talk about this word slip, a phrase slip, we let good virtues, good principles, good teachings slip. I remember years ago, 40 years ago to be exact, and I had a new convert class, and I already started trying to preach. But when I got out of the military, I went to the preacher's training school, and they had a new convert class, and the elders were teaching it. So I enrolled in that class, and And you'd be amazed of what I really was assured of, even though I've been preaching it. Now I'm in a newcomer class and learning while I was preaching it. And it made so much sense to me then, even after I had been preaching it, I learned why. And so there are some things you can allow to drift away, even though you may have been in the church for a long, long time. You know, we were at one point as new converts, you don't miss a service. Now, because of coronavirus has broken it down to no service or one service, we are beginning to think that it was a sin to have two services in the first place. Well, we know this tonight is history in some churches' life, but what about your life? Still need to crave for that midweek Bible study. We allow those principles, those habits we had, to drift away. We used to read the Bible. We had a thing that we're going to read our Bible at least 10 minutes or 5 minutes or five passages every night before we laid ourselves down the street. What happened to those basic fundamental principles and practices of being a Christian? Well, now this word drift. Drift means a gradual shift in position, an aimless course, to become carried along, subject to no guidance or control. It's like a guy been on a raft, and he's in his back yard, or where he's in the lake in the back of his house, and this lake, no doubt, it goes and empties into the bay, and the bay empties into the Gulf of Mexico or the Atlantic Ocean, and he's been on his raft inattentively, been drifting. And next thing you know, he wakes up, he's in the Gulf of Mexico out there with sharks and water that are 100 to 300 feet deep. How did he get there? Because he wasn't paying attention. Drifting requires no effort, but staying the course, or on the other hand, requires enormous energy. You got to be able to be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord. Paul says that we need to strive to move forward. We must reach forward to the mark of the prize of high calling of God. That takes focus and concentration. Drifting stems from failure to pay attention to the significant things around you. For instance, Matthew chapter 25, where we look at the five foolish virgins and the five wise virgins. Now, the word was out that the bridegroom is coming, and in that case, Jesus is coming. And there are those who knew they had to get oil for their lamps. And there are those who are wise, and they went to the store ahead of time. They stayed focused on the fact that the bridegroom was coming, select his bride. And they went and they made provisions to make sure they had enough oil to last them through the night. But the five foolish, the unaware ones, those who were inattentive, those who had drifted from the principle of being prepared, they didn't do anything. They didn't go and purchase no oil. And so when the horn sound and say the groom is on his way, they had no way to see through the dark. But those who had prepared themselves, that didn't drift, that didn't neglect, that wasn't negligent of the basic fundamentals of the faith, they were prepared, and they went on into the wedding, and those who were ill-prepared, they were left out. See, thus, inattentiveness is a lack of interest or inspiration. It is having or showing no partiality or preference. You don't even care, whatever, I don't care. Whatever you want to do, fine with me. You don't care whether you win or lose. I remember during the Sweet 16, in the basketball tournaments, during the time when James Brown was working with the college NCAA, and he was doing the advertisement or halftime show, that James Brown would say, win or go home. And that strikes me even to this day, because you pay attention to what you're doing out there on that basketball court. You play to win, but if you lose, you go home. Some didn't care whether they lost or not. Well, I made it to the tournament. That's all that matters. But what about winning? Well, we're in the body of Christ. What about getting into heaven? So, yes, we've been baptized for this message, but what about being steadfast and seeing Jesus one day in eternity? We got to go all the way. We just can't say, I'm in the church, and that's all. That's enough. No, you got to not only be in the church, but you got to be functional in the church. Function enough until the day you die, and one day you live eternally in glory. See, one who chooses to be neutral or indifferent is one that has drifted from the principles of the faith. So do not allow your boat to drift. You know, Jesus on many occasions warned his disciples of this kind of behavior. We must learn to guard ourselves against allowing our boat to drift by being inattentive and indifferent. Indifferent don't matter what you do. I don't care. Leave me alone. I don't be bothered. But the devil knows that. And that's why in 1 Peter 5, 8, the Bible says be sober. You got to be attentive. Pay attention. Don't be distracted. Don't become unfocused. Be vigilant. Be vigilant. That is, always thinking how you can improve yourself and be watchful for those and the things that are around you. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walk about seeking whom he may devour. Now, someone may say, well, what does COVID-19 have to do with any of this stuff? Well, this is what it has to do with it. The fact of the matter is that it's here, it will be here for a moment. People are already looking for excuses, and on the fringes are leaving the church even before COVID came. Now, because the fear is been spread abroad, permeating all over the world, and now those who are looking for an excuse, they have an excuse. And the devil is turning flips because he knew that you was on the edge of leaving anyway. Now you've got an excuse, or you're using COVID as an excuse. When COVID is affecting others, but it's really not affecting you, you can dial up and dial in and be on a Zoom on Wednesday nights and Sunday mornings. You're at home. You're not even working. You're on your computer doing other things. And so that is how the devil is using this moment to distract you, to take you away from your basic principles. Well, I'm just going to have morning worship. I'm not going to come back to 5 o'clock worship, even though I don't have to leave my house, I'm on Zoom. You're forgetting, you're drifting, and gradually drifting. Over the past 12 months, since COVID has been in our neighborhood, so many, or too many of us, have drifted from the commitment we once had to the church, to the ministry of the church, to the outreaches of the church, to reading our Bibles as we should. Some of us are waiting for a total eradication of COVID before we re-engage, get back involved in church work. We need to get involved right now in spite of what we are going through. And so don't allow your boat to drift. Get back in the game. Be steadfast, unmovable. Keep abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, you may be not. Let's not neglect this great salvation. There's only one. And you only get one shot at it because you only have one life. May God bless you, may keep you, and may you be encouraged on this day in your journey. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful for all that you are and all that you should ever become. Be with us, guide us, and keep us throughout the day. Allow us to stay focused on things that are significant, things that are truly important, even in spite of times such as these, in the height of a devastating blow that's been dealt to us through the COVID virus. We pray, and Father, that you continue to strengthen our hearts and let us realize that we can live even through COVID. We can be your faithful servants, be your faithful stewards, even during the time of COVID. You've gotten through hurricanes, storms, floods, earthquakes, and all sorts of illnesses and sicknesses. We are praying, Heavenly Father, to continue to be with the hearts of all of us. Give us the strength that we do not neglect the great salvation which is delivered to us. Let us not allow our principles of faith to drift away, to slip, because of we are hiding behind an excuse that we ought not to have behind. Now, again, some of us may have been legitimately affected by the devastation. We lost a loved one. Yes, people was dying even before COVID, and we were able to bounce back and redirect our focus towards loving and trusting you. Let us not allow those principles we once had to drift. Let's not allow this virtue to slip. May God bless us all. Keep us in the hub of his hand. This will be our prayer today. In his name, we do ask it all. Amen.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But let me find favor in your sight. I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ. But only if you have mercy.
Have mercy when I look back over my life. facing a problem.
Please don't give up on me.
There was no way out. But thank God,
that's
what I
only I'll be.
And it made,
like
made everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful, don't deserve
enough. Have
mercy. I've been over and over and over again. And even after I repent, and I'm sure not to commit the same sin. Not being free. I wanna be what you want me to be. But it will be only by your mercy. Mercy, Father.